Dear Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to take part in this year's International Labour Conference. Given the matters covered by the conference, notably the new demographic context and social dialogue, which are issues familiar to the Ministry of Labour and Social Policy in Poland. Currently, all EU member states are affected by the economic slowdown. Difficult situation on the international markets pushes the governments into implementation of programs which are aimed at stabilizing the situation in particular countries. In Poland, as an effect of experience in implementation of anti-crisis package, the mechanism providing support for entrepreneurs in the period of revenue decrease has been implemented. Its purpose is to keep the employment and prevent the redundancies of employees at risk in the situation of transitory aggravation of conditions to lead economic activity by the entrepreneur. These solutions are mostly based on the possibility to receive additional means to pay the remuneration for the period of work stoppage or decrease of working time amount. The time of economic slowdown is also the time we can carefully look at the provision of the Labour Code. The purpose of the proposed changes is to adjust the regulation to the labour market conditions as well to create the guarantee of decent work for the workers. The presented solution includes, inter alia, extension of working time duration account to 12 months after the agreement with workers' representation is reached and introduce of flexi time together with the right to rest. Ladies and gentlemen, the economic crisis seriously hampers the implementation of those long-term objectives. It is also a time of high unemployment rate. All unemployed, except the effective age from public employment services. High unemployment among youth entering labor market, low activity of elderly people are the problems we are facing nowadays. Therefore, the government is introducing the reform of PEs with it aimed at raising the employment indicators through the increase of effectiveness of public employment services. One of the most important tasks is the improvement of the situation of youth on the labor market and the introduction of action for the guarantee of the youth. The guarantee is a period of 4 months during which a young person without work should obtain a job proposal or a proposal to raise or complete their professional qualifications. Additionally, these solutions will be supplemented with the programs to support the entrepreneurship of youth and university graduates. A better start in the adult life means better conditions to start up families. Demographic situation is important not only for the labor market, but also for the financial stability of pension system. system. The Polish government undertakes initiatives to support the families, which includes programs for childcare institutions and longer parental leaves. Employment, family, and entrepreneurship are the key factors for improving the situation on the labor market today, and it's our answer to strategic challenges on the future. Ladies and gentlemen, in the report towards the ILO Century Realities, Renewal and Tripartite Commitment, the Director General presents 7 ideas that are to prepare ILO for the centenary of its existence. It is an inspiring and very ambitious new vision of the organization. Particular focus should be put on the initiative to consolidate the tripartite consensus, which refers to the control system and an increase in the improvement of international labor standards through the review mechanism. Moreover, we observed with interest the plans for further ILO involvement in the innovation in the world of labor. It seems that the implementation of that vision will make ILO prepared for the changes of the contemporary world and involved to a greater extent in addressing them by the international community. Thank you.
Muchas gracias, señor Mesina. Llamamos al señor Saranji, delegado gubernamental de la India, y al estrado llamamos a la señora